This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
That's right. Welcome to Wavelength, where every week we dish out the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. My name is Ofnir Thing. This week, made by Artin, I'm GK, Mingaling, and Alan D from Mass Music will be dropping by our studio to give us an update on what they've been up to and the making of their latest drop called Kita, which features Aziz Haroon. But before we get them on the mic, let's kick off the show with this track from them, Alan D featuring Farid PF from K-Click with Manipu. Stay tuned, only here on Wavelength BFM 89.9.
Suka cara kau menipu, ku suka cara dan gayamu. Cause you try, 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 and you lie, 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 lie. Ku suka cara kau menipu, ku suka cara dan gayamu.
Joining me in the studio, I have Made by Artin, I'm GK, Alan D, and Mingaling. They're all here to talk about the new single Kita, which dropped earlier this month, and there's a music video out as well. We'll be finding out more details about that real soon. Welcome to the show.
What's up, man?
It's been a long time.
It has.
It's been a while. It's been a while. Last time the Mass Music Boys were here, it was in early 2020, virtually as well.
Yeah.
You guys have some new friends. Do you want to introduce yourself a bit?
What's up, guys? My name is Made by Artin. So I'm a producer for Mass Music lah. So yeah.
Yo, what's up, guys? I'm GK, and I'm also the new. We are the few new boys in the Mass Music team.
Yes, sir.
What's up, guys?
Along with Mingaling and Alan D, which I'm sure you guys are already quite familiar with.
I would hope they're familiar. You know, please. I haven't been on this radio station for quite some time, and I do miss you, Othniel, if I'm being honest.
Man. Oh yeah.
So yeah. good to be back.
How's it been since 2020? You know, a long time.
Wow. That's a very open-ended question. Yeah. I'm not too sure how to answer that, to be very honest. I'm getting nervous right now. No, I mean, everyone went through a lot, right? Yeah. You know, things closed down, things opened up, businesses shut. We definitely did have our fair share of struggles in terms of Mass Music Studios, the studio that we run here in Malaysia. But we're back up now, up and running, perfectly good. We got some fresh blood into this. We got some fresh talent. The boys are great. Yeah, nothing to complain about right now. So
yeah, very productive, I would say. And you guys have really sharpened your skill sets and streamlined your single rollouts, I would say, because it's been a pretty successful formula where you collaborate with others and tap into their audiences and vice versa, of course. I gotta say though, we only see the end product, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of hard work that, you know, is involved in terms of logistics and communication. Is it all worth it, you know, all those collaborations in hindsight?
Is it all worth it? No, it's not, la. Ming. It's not, la, right? It's really not worth it, la. Why do we even do this?
Well, we still keep doing it.
I mean, we
even
just...
Even though it's not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, to Ming's point, we just absolutely love it, la. I mean, you're absolutely right. There's a lot that goes behind the scenes that no one really notices, or I feel like no one really cares anyway, la, right? You just want to see the end product and see how good it is. But yeah, I mean, I've kind of taken on this creative director role in like storyboard planning and just directing, so to speak, and, you know, writing the storylines for the music videos. Mm-hmm. And Ming has taken on this other role where he's just like scouting for other artists that would fit beats and, you know, just we just expanded on our existing premises just to push the brand forward. And it's been very exciting.
Yeah, let me just direct some of the questions to the new bloods of Mass Music. When do you guys join and how's the experience been so far?
So basically, we worked like long time ago. Basically, like, I knew Ming from, I think, like around May last year. And then this January, we officially signed, like this 2022 January, we officially signed by Mass Music. So basically, we were like 6 months already been working with Mingling. It's been a great journey so far.
Yeah, man, it's about like more than 6 months, I guess, like, right, like around like more right now. It's like we can say like a year. Yeah, we've been with Ming and Ling, we've been with Alan like for a year now, and then like everything goes well. The process of our workflow is like we can work very well with each other, you know, like some people just like not click, but then when we just step into the studio, we know what we're supposed to do, what our roles are, and then like we just click very well. That's where it jumps off. Everything just skyrockets like from there.
Give me a glimpse into the Mass Music Studio. Do you guys each go into an individual room and, you know, make beats and come together again to like showcase the beats, or do you all work together on a single beat?
So we try to be as productive as we can. So sometimes when it's a recording session, so sometimes it's just one person needed and then the other people are outside doing something, making beats or like doing some admin or marketing work. So yeah, we try to be as productive as possible. So, but sometimes we all just want to vibe in one room together because that's fun. So sometimes we do that too. 'Cause I need a little more time, just a little more in my mind when I'm on my grind with your little white lies. Now we're a little long time, can we hit rewind?
Kita, it's a track that features Aziz Harun, right, from Brunei. How do you guys meet initially?
So we met Aziz through Mike. So Aziz is a faithful music artist. So Mike was telling me, yo, Aziz is in town, because sometimes he like travels back from Brunei to KL. And then Mike invited Aziz to the studio, and then we were like very excited. And then we all just like met in the studio and I wanted to collaborate with him because to be honest, he's been on our radar for a while as well. So I'm glad this collaboration happened.
So it sounds like the track was written together with him in the studio?
Yes, it was.
Take me through the track, you know, how did it start? Was it like with him on the guitar, or do you play him a beat? How did it go?
We start from scratch, actually. Yeah, we play some melodies, like loop melody, like 30-second melodies from him, like... We play like one loop, right? And then he start like it, you know? Yeah.
Like, we play like around two or three, and then like, you know, like a few guitar melodies, and then you know how people like pick samples like nowadays. Yeah. So like we just like do samples. Like those samples are from like my boy, like Protnix. He's a really good guitarist.
Shout out to him as well.
Like, he's one of the boys who made the guitar loop, and then he's very good to work with as well. And then so the beat came out with like, so we just like looking through like samples and things, and then like after that yeah, I just found like, okay, this is the right one. I want to try this style, yeah. And this, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, cool.
And then Alan Lee hop on it, so the rest is history.
Was it all done in that same session, or did it overflow?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. I mean, it's like the idea is like kind of done in a single session, but then obviously you have to polish it and, yeah, you know, re-record and perhaps change lyrics and all that. So I think I went through two versions of my verse, because the first time I did it, I wasn't happy with like the second half of it. So I just, you know, completely switched that around, and then everyone was happy after the fact. So, you know, I felt like it was satisfactory and it's something that was worthy of release. Mm-mm. Yeah.
So when it comes to writing a song with someone else, right? Who takes the lead usually? Do you like come up with a hook and, you know, write around that hook?
Wow, that's a good question. Honestly, it's very up in the air. There is no set protocol. There's not really a set structure, right? It's like whoever who has the best idea wins in a sense. So if you do have something that you're recording that has a nice melody, and then perhaps the emotions in the melody start to you know, gear you towards a topic, and then we just roll with it. We just completely commit to it, you know? So it might just be mumbles, but in those mumbles, which is a weird thing to say, right? But in those mumbles, you can kind of decipher certain emotional hooks, so to speak. And so, yeah, you just really go in and commit to it, and it just ends up becoming a song.
So you got to leave your egos at the door at a Mass Music Studios.
100%. I think at Mass Music, it's the best idea.
Nice.
Yeah, we take pride in the art, you know? So if your idea is better than someone else's, like, you just got to... You gotta go with the other person. I mean, it is what it is.
Is relatability something you guys think about when writing the lyrics? Because they say all good songs enables the listener to put themselves in the shoe of the writer, and nothing's more relatable than love, right? And love lost.
Classic. You're right. Yeah, I mean, love and being in love and getting out of love is kind of part of the human condition, or you know, it's part of everyone's journey, right? Everyone's felt some form of heartbreak in their lives, and so if you speak upon subjects of this nature, I feel naturally it's going to be very relatable, you know. So it's always good. I mean, I'm always being authentic to myself, and if I'm not, then it's a story that I'm telling based on, you know, my close friends or perhaps my family, and so it just seems to make people move certain people, which I'm just very happy about and very thankful for that. So yeah.
Let's take it back to the production crew. So how often do you guys tinker with a beat after, you know, the lyrics are laid down? Just sometimes after the lyrics are laid down, then you kind of listen back to the beat and you realize that, maybe I should, you know, switch things up here and there. How much tinkering do you guys do after the vocals were recorded?
I think like a few times actually. Like some, I mean, at the end we managed to put some sound at the end of the beat. So yeah, I mean, like take a few time to really like complete the beat, you know, from A to Z.
Yeah, so it's more like a polishing thing. So we have a foundation, and then once the vocals are on it, we get more ideas, and then after that, we add on top of that. It's like the cherry on top type of thing.
Yeah.
How do you guys know when a song is done? When you know you shouldn't think of anything at all? Because it's sometimes super tempting, right? Let's just add maybe like a vocal sample.
I feel that happens when we spend too much time on it. Like sometimes we spend like 6-7 hours on something, and then we just look at ourselves and like, what are we doing?
yeah. It's true. It's like you look at each other and you're just like, what has actually been accomplished in this 7 hours? Like,
is it like we overproduce or something like that?
I mean, sometimes we do overthink stuff, you know, and then like it becomes like, oh, then we suddenly realize, you know, like, are we like overthinking this? Yeah. You know, like, should we like do more, or is it like, do we do less, or like, is it there already? These questions like make us like overthink sometimes, so like so that's when we know like, okay, let's, how about we just take a rest, you know, like every time we do this kind of creative process things, we do always need to take some rest, and then, you know, so when the rests are took, and then like when you get back to the project, you feel like, okay, I think this is what the listeners want, this is it.
To be honest with you, the short answer is deadlines. That's just a fact. 100%. I mean, you're trying to get things done within a timely, time-bound manner, and you just have to put it out, and that's it. Yeah,
which is a good thing, obviously, absolutely. Because without a deadline, imagine a song could take like 2 years or even 3 years, right? Tiada apa yang aku mahu selain diri kamu sayangku, beri apa yang engkau perlu. I've been speaking to the guys from Mass Music, made by Artin. I'm GK, Ming Ling, and Alan D. Heading for our very first break of the hour, but we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned, Wavelength on BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. With me, Ofnir Ting. I've been speaking to Ming Ling, made by Artin, Alan D, and I'm GK from Mass Music, to learn more about navigating the music scene and their latest drop featuring Aziz Harun, called Kita, among many other things. Let's talk about the music video. You guys are slowly but surely building a solid catalogue of international level music videos, and Kita is no different. So let's talk a bit about the shooting process and the idea behind it.
Well, first of all, thank you. We've been really trying hard to up the game in this regard. So, you know, we sit down and come up with ideas and bounce off storylines and storyboards. And so it's something that I feel is... As an artist, this is also part of your expression. You need to be able to paint a visual... Like, you need to be a visual storyteller. You can't just make music. This is what I believe, right? There's other facets of being an artist. So I feel it was necessary for me to kind of go into, like, movies and start looking at it from a director perspective. Start looking, you know, from, like, a... Thematically, does this make sense? Conceptually, does this make sense? Like, what is the message that's going to be delivered visually? So this is something that I put my mind into, and I've been, you know, what we've made, like, maybe 3 music videos, 4, you know, that I've kind of creative directed. And I'm not going to claim to be a genius, but I mean, like, I'm having so much fun with the process. And if you think it's an international level quality, then I'm doing my job, man. Unless you're just being nice because I'm on your interview.
Hey, I don't know, man. I mean, I can really feel and see the hard work that you guys have put in.
I appreciate you, man. Yeah. Thank you.
And it really is an extension of the music. Because sometimes if you know that feeling when you hear a song and then you're like, it's pretty mid. But then after you see the music video, you get the full extension of what the artist is trying to portray.
Right. Yeah.
How was the shooting process for that music video like?
Well, it was like a 14-hour shoot, right?
Wow.
Yeah. It was a 14-hour shoot. Yeah. It was a lot of like QC on my end because I'm not a director. So shout out to Jasmine and her team for really bringing the visual to life. But yeah, it was like, you know, we would be monitoring the shots in a separate room as it was being shot. And if you are happy about some things or you want to do another take for something, or maybe you try a different camera angle, I would literally routinely run out from that room and go to Jasmine and just be like, hey, like, can we just try this and that? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Can we change the lighting here? Blah, blah, blah. So that was really cool. But what I found tricky was that when it came my turn to act in the music video, I needed to completely switch out of that element and kind of put on a different hat, and now I'm the artist, like the musician, you know, Alan D in front of the camera versus behind. So it's been such a journey. I mean, I've learned so much about this, but it's really cool. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
Are you satisfied with how the video turned out?
Yeah. Obviously, I wish certain elements could be done a bit better, but that's with anything in life, right?
Deadlines.
I mean, yeah, it's deadline. We had 12 hours, Ming. We had 12 hours, and we OT'd by 2 hours, which cost us a bomb. But it is what it is, you know. So I wish we had more time, obviously... More time equals more funds, and deadlines get pushed, so that's not gonna happen, lah.
Just now you mentioned hats, and sometimes as a musician, we just want to make music. But the reality is that you're required to wear many hats in this game called the music business. And sharp-eyed viewers will notice Vida C's appearance in the video, who sponsored the music video. There's another music video of yours as well, Manipu, which was sponsored by Real Me. So, what's your approach like when it comes to attracting corporate sponsors?
Oh, wow. Well, basically, okay, right, first and foremost, I want to give a big shout out to Vida C, Dido, and Kenneth for hopping on board with Kita. I mean, he loved the storyline, so he just, you know, moved by it. I remember we had a Zoom call and he was like, "Yo, I'm getting goosebumps hearing the storyline." And I was like, "I don't know if you're lying or not, but like, I'm gonna take it, like, you know." But you know, he's a creative in his own right as well, so it was much easier to communicate with him. Mm. So big shout out to you, Kenneth, and Vida C for hopping on board. Really appreciate that. Mm. And Manipu and Kita, we have a few coming as well, but I think at the end of the day, you try your best to add value to the brands, right? Mm. You try your best to... So I would say we as musicians need to understand that we are selling culture as a product. That's what we're doing, mm. you know? People are moved by it, their opinions change, their moods are lifted or whatever it is, and essentially you're building culture. So if you understand that you are selling culture as a product, if you're doing music, and then you try and incorporate a brand on top of that, I think you're going to find some level of success if you hit the right marks. Mm. So obviously you need to understand the brand. Mm. What's the vision of the brand? Where is the brand even going? Does it even fit with your song? How can you get it to fit with your song? And then that's the whole aspect of it being visual as well. So how are you going to showcase the functionality of the brand, the brand's usage? Mm. So there's a lot of thought that goes into it, but safe to say that we have a team behind us as well. So mm. yeah, I mean, it's a very unique problem, because I wouldn't say problem, a unique solution that you got to find to mm. fit it in, because every brand, every product is different. So yeah. How are you going to fit it in? Mm. You just got to be smart about it, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
Any advice for other budding musicians out there who would like to do something similar with sponsors, maybe attract some sponsors, you know, any advice from your experience?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's a numbers game. We live in a social media world where the numbers are, you know, they are top priority. Mm. It's paramount, right? So if you don't get your numbers up, they're not even going to think mm. about approaching you, or perhaps if you're trying to approach them and you don't have the right numbers, they don't really care. So I think get your numbers up first, and then figure out how to creatively align the brand's, you know, identity into mm. your song or your content, and mm. you should be just fine. There's plenty of people that are doing this. Yeah. So we're not pioneering or anything like that. But yeah, you can see a lot of like Instagram content with brands. Essentially, it's the same thing, yeah. right?
I guess it's important to upskill and, you know, not have that victim mentality. You know, you got to yeah. make things happen, right?
Can I just say something? I'm so glad that you brought this up. Like, look, right? Like, a lot of people talk about, you know, it could be like something that's sensitive in terms of why businesses or brands would pick certain races, for example. But it comes down to like population size, mm. right? We've got like 33, 34 million population. And if you are of a certain skin color, you might be a minority. And the fact mm. is the brand wouldn't engage with a minority because they don't make as much money because mm. there's less minorities here. Mm-mm. So it's just a fact. Mm-mm. You know, so how do you work your way around it? Mm. So that's what I try to solve, that's what we try to solve mm. over here, because I am inherently Indian, and so we are a minority here. So sure, I can just start being a victim and start complaining and saying this, that, and the third, but mm. I think the fact of the matter is if you figure out how, like I mentioned, you know, the brand will align to what you're trying to do, your creative output, mm. and you've got the numbers for it, I think you'll be fine. So mm. you're absolutely right, man. Don't play victim.
Yeah, I mean, like, nowadays, if you just do music, you can get yourself, like, anywhere. Like, you know, like, what can you do out of just doing music, you know? That's what we love to do. We love to do music. We love to make beats. Yeah, we have producers. We love to make beats. But that comes to a point, like, what can we do more? Everyone's trying to be an influencer nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what we always see nowadays, like, it's the influencers who's, like, you know, like, there. And then, like, of course, like, we musicians as well, as we cannot just try to be musicians. We can do music and, like, try to push that side of the culture where we can be influencers for that kind of community where mm. we are the influencers of the music. But then what can we do more?
I think the point that IMGK is trying to make, just to keep it succinct, is in the sense of wearing multiple hats. It's like, okay, we get it, you're an artist, or we get it, you are a musician. What else can you do? Mm. So now, okay, you can get into fashion, you can get into vlogging, mm. you can get into I don't know, if you like cars, so now you develop a bit more of an X factor, mm. right? Yeah. So you look really cool because you're into fashion and you make music and you do food reviews, for example. Mm. So then it starts to add up, and then it becomes an influencer game that is, I believe, a more holistic approach? Because frankly speaking, like, yeah, I rap. Anyone who speaks English can rap. You know what I mean? You rap in your shower. I'm sure you rap in your shower. Well, you look like a person that raps in the shower, Othniel. I'm just saying, you know, if you don't rap, you might sing in the shower, and everybody does it, right? And I'm not the best singer. I'm not the best rapper. But I think at the end of the day, being an influencer as like, it's kind of gross to even say that, to be honest with you, right? Like, what's your job? Oh, I'm an influencer. Like, what does that even mean? The I word, right? It just feels a bit dirty. But I think the fact of the matter is, you have to be good at multiple things that have to do with entertainment if you want to be a quote unquote influencer. So yes, I'm a musician, I'm an artist, but I also have to be good at like directing. I have to be good at fashion. I gotta get a good dress sense. I gotta learn how to pose, for example, for content. I gotta learn how to speak. I gotta be charismatic, like all these things. So yeah,
well said, man. And that's the X factor.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
That's another thing as well. I realized that on the YouTube page of Mass Music, you guys are putting up tight beats for free. What's the reasoning behind that?
That's just to like, so what we do at Mass Music, we make monthly demos. So we have a beat pack and then we try to showcase it on as many platforms as possible. So YouTube's one of them, Instagram's one of them, TikTok's one of them. So it just reaches a larger audience, and then people can listen to the beats, get used to our sound, and then it also, in a business sense, people can purchase those beats as well. So if it reaches a larger audience, then probability of selling the beat gets higher.
Wow. Have you guys gotten any like new rappers that approach you guys to purchase those beats yet?
Definitely. We've worked a lot with like some of the underground rappers who actually can't like afford, you know, how if they go to like a producer who's established, they can't pay that price. So the YouTube beats give them a chance to afford a cheaper beat.
Nice. Wow, that's amazing. But you guys have a lot of competition, right? Because there are a lot of type beats on YouTube out there. Any advice for, you know, getting your beats noticed? Is it an SEO kind of thing?
It's a YouTube SEO, and then YouTube has an algorithm where if you're consistent in posting, then they'll put you in like whenever people search for type beats, your video will appear on the search feed.
So you guys are just like churning out beat after beat every day. Is it a daily thing?
No, so we have a formula where we just sit down in the studio. It takes like 3-4 hours, and then we post beats that will last for 1 or 2 months.
I see.
We do actually make beats like every day, like, you know, like every so it's like a factory, you know. Then if you have to produce your product, you know, like something like that, so like the beats are like a product, but then like it's how are you going to push that out? It's like you said, like what Mingling said, like, you know, like we do post this like in Instagram, we do post it on TikTok, and then we post it on YouTube as well, is to how to like sell the beats out. So like so what we do here is we have a lot of beats, so like every day we still make beats. Until today we still make beats like every single day.
So it's like going to the gym, you know, keeping your body in shape.
Yes.
Muscle building.
That's a good way to put it.
That's a good way to put it.
Because it's like riding a bike, right? If you stop like producing beats after a while, then you kind of forget maybe the muscle memory of it.
It's like a momentum thing, right? So if you lose the momentum, and then I think just getting on the bike again is just like, oh man, like, do I even know what I'm doing, you know? But if you just keep riding like all the time, every day, like you don't even get off the bike, which is what these boys are doing. Kudos to them, because they're incredibly hardworking, but they haven't hopped off the bike. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Are there any plans for another album maybe, or are you guys exclusively, you know, really dropping singles and music videos?
I do have a lot of songs, but I feel like the single kind of strategy just makes sense right now.
Right.
As I'm still trying to build up a fan base, as I'm still trying to, you know, push the music forward, because COVID really took the wind out of the sails, right? And so now I feel I just, you know, just keep doing the whole single game and keep that rolling. But with that said, definitely have like 3 albums, honestly, like that's already ready to go. So I'm just not sharing it with anybody just yet, because I feel like it's not the right time, but you know, it's slowly coming out.
Yeah, you don't want to put out an album with 40 songs and, you know,
no name
dropping, but it gets stale pretty quickly, you know.
Yeah,
because it's short attention span.
Exactly. We live in an ADD world, and it's just, everything's just so quick. I mean, you drop a song and people stop talking about it after like a week. You know, like that's the game that we're playing. And so that's when, you know, just to bring the point forward again, like that's when the influencing side of things come in handy as well. Because if you don't like me for my music, you might like me for my fashion. If you don't like the way I look on Instagram with my modeling type stuff, you might just listen to my voice on a song, for example. So it's like you give them different avenues to quote unquote like you, right? So that you can, once again, quote unquote, be relevant, because relevancy is how you get brands. Relevancy is how the numbers come up. Relevancy is how people give you more opportunities. So
putting yourself out there.
Absolutely.
Kita is out now on your preferred streaming platform of choice. There's the music video out on YouTube as well. Don't forget to check that out. Guys, it's been a pleasure speaking to you all. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for having us, man.
Thank you, bro.
More music coming your way right after our last break for the show. But before that, here's the latest single from the Mass Music Boys, Alan D and Aziz Harun with Kita, right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
Tak mengapa aku okay, tak biasa dibuat begini. Hatiku dah beku. Dari on the phone setiap hari, sekarang suaraku kau tak kenali. My phone rings, but I know it isn't you. I tried. Setiap kali berubah untukku, yeah. And I tried. Jadi seperti yang kamu mahu. Kita tak lagi sama. But trust me, sejuta kali kau sakitiku. Girl, no, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. Kita tak lagi sama. Trust me, you're just something I can't change. Ku terima semua, we'll never be the same.
I loved you from far away. No one needed you to stay, girl. You didn't have time to wait. Now it's just all a waste, babe. So I loved you from far away. I'm hoping you'll find your way back home. My love, my love. Cause I need a little more time, just a little more. In my mind, when I'm on my grind, with your little white lies, now we're a little long gone. Can we hit rewind? Oh no, no, you really gonna fall me. Now you wanna fall, yeah. I never gotta love you the way I really want it. Way back home, find your way back home, my love.
You love me, you leave me, so easy come and go. You love me, you leave me, so easy come and go. She loves me, she leaves me, so easy she come and go. She loves me, she leaves me, so easy she come and go. Kita tak lagi sama, but trust me. Sejuta kali kau sakitiku. Girl, no, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. Kita tak lagi sama, but trust me. You're just something I can't change. Ku terima semua, we'll never be the same.
You're still locked into Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region with me, Ofnir Thing. Gonna play for you a couple of new tracks before I say goodbye, starting with this new one from Force Punk Boys, who have collaborated with tastemakers Asiatic.wave for this release, describing themselves as the go-to place for people who are constantly seeking for something new to listen to in the Asian music scene. Sounds right up our alley. Here's Force Punk Boys with the latest one called PSP, Party Sampai Pagi.
Yeah, walk inside the club, macam aku budalik. Make a wait for the boys, then we here for the shish. Hey, coming out the door, kalau kau boleh lit. Undi party sampai pagi, kalau kau budalik. Budalik, 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 budalik. Hey, party sampai pagi, kalau kau budalik. Budalik, 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 budalik.
I've been riding with my homie. moments will stack. Wish we do it daily, doesn't matter. You don't know me, knees down, she still wanna be more. Be wet like party, sampai pagi. All the boys be popping rari. Man, it's getting late. Here, budak JB tak tidur lagi. It's getting late now. Ramai tak dapat follow, rapat. We cruising on this boat. Semua datang tangkap muat. We are your wish list. Tell your girl, she cannot sleep this. You know we party hard. Your favorite rappers, I cannot beat this.
Hey, budak late. Tak lupa, please jangan fit. Tak lupa, wait, kau nak hit. Tak lupa, ke Samsung HD. Tak payah touch the Google Meet. Tolong undi party sampai pagi. Jadi lucu waktu tengah hari. Jalan kerja aku tiap hari. Lagu pun sini berganti. Huh? Party habis lompat lagi. BSP lu tak boleh free. Tolong jangan hola sini. Dah penuh seat. Dah berapa hit. Saya tengah breakdown. Fusa bilik. Tak boleh nak headcount. Lu tak boleh join. Ni bukan playground. Ini tak maku. Maafkan yeah. Engkau.
West for you. For start later. Now rapper catch kau dah earn. We on the run. No step aside. Now it's my crew punya turn. Gua nak party sampai pagi. Takde yang boleh stop me. Book me a spot for all the shit. Like esok dah takde hari. You gotta stop. Look at me. I'm in my zone. Berapa laju ku pergi. Can't catch me son. High spill like a chase. Three times saja dari lu punya run. Me on my fun time. You must tak boleh kawan. Lu tak boleh kawan.
Now hands up. Put your hand in the motherfucking air. Yeah you know what to do. Where you fuck off with the fun. We stay in late. Motherfucker burn the scene on the camera. We staking bail under red. Don't give up about the fame. You know we dropping hit. Let it flow in your ribs. Yeah you can feel this. Yeah you better go rest in peace. Yeah I don't swim with the stream. Do you how we know beam, eh? Don't fuck in my team.
Walk inside the club, macam aku budak lit. Make a wait for the boys, then we here for the ish. Hey, coming out the door, kalau kau boleh lit. Undi party sampai pagi, kalau kau budak lit. Budak lit, budak lit, budak lit, budak lit. Hey, party sampai pagi, kalau kau budak lit. Budak lit, budak lit, budak lit, budak lit. Party sampai pagi, kalau kau budak lit.
Fire, budak kulit. Tolong jaga mata ku time tengah rolling. Dah lu datang dari nada. Dah tali breaking ku time on the floor. Dah coolie steady from the first. Tali fine aku time tengah low. Celesti pasti party sampai pagi. Back to back dengan ku tali nak catch up with my view. Nak cash out all in sampai pagi. When I with my crew and go out. Kena suci dalam debu lepas tu acu.
Aku drop dead and they thought that. Aku OD dapat pujian dari OG. Bahan panas campuran OB. Aku A kat dalam slayer. Kada ada salah play. BSP ni takde stranger. Ku dah stranded, lu dah fire. Atas highway takde road tag. Take a hit, cek kena kat borsak. Turun naik macam forex. Sampai jasak, but you know that. Lepas night, we keep on going. Takkan pernah best to join. Takde point, tu kau nak join. Pati sampai morning, yeah. I'm all in.
Tension masuk sejuk macam KOD. Flow aku taruh tarik panjang layan macam canopy. You cannot see, so might as well just dengar ni. You need to PSP now, study the game. Lu tak sempat ready now, tali nak back. Bukan tak nak get set, ini masa aku dengan track nak get back. Kau masih nak save, bukan tak legat. Aku using what kau masih boring the game. Bisa boleh send track. Better watch if I clap back. What's the mood in that PSP? Yeah, you know where to get that.
I've been seeing double. I've been getting in trouble. I've been living in a bubble. I don't wanna get up too high. I just wanna be functional. I just wanna be done with you. I'm not trying to keep in touch with you. I don't wanna tell you bye. I'm in my bag like a Lunchable. Panda Express, no Kung Fu. I'ma just keep it a bug with you. Tell me,
with you. When the spring and summer too, pop through, baby, get comfortable. Tell my bad Warren Hugh for riding my foreign shoes. Wondering if I could lay down in the mud, get a cabin in the woods, silly wabbit, I'm a good. I not need no screen, I not need no likes, I not need no moon, I not need no vice. I got a lot of advice, I got it out of my life. I got it out of my life. It was a lot of the world. It was a lot of my mind. I got it out of my life. I got it out of my life.
No, I'm not waiting for someone to save me. Hell no. I'm not waiting for nada. Cause I've been in my if you can't blush, yeah, yeah. Two blunts, smell like oolong, yeah. When I get the bag, I'm high. When I get the bag, I'm gon' spend it. Loosen up with no friends, hey. Suited up for our wedding, and I got green eyes. Uniform lieutenant, Gucci on, and she see me there. Now she ask me where the f***ing bed is, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm finna act up. Bang, always on actors. I've been in my bag as of lately, yeah. Cause I've been in my bag as of lately. Not all the time, cause right now, yeah, I'm super fine, yeah. Cause I've been in my bag as of lately.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
I don't wanna write this. I don't wanna write this song. How I found you to be anything but what you claim to be. Righteous. You said you were righteous. Oh, did you believe yourself? Ooh, don't convince yourself. Ooh. Yeah. I was blind, now I can see how much of a fool I was being. Baby, it's the end for me. I know you don't like that. No, you don't like that. Little too late for you to change. Guess it's just too bad. Guess it's just too bad. I know that you thought that I'd fight and just crawl right back. And just crawl right back. I'll be on my way out and never coming back. Not coming back, not coming back.
What you said you'd be, contradict myself. Ooh. I was blind and now I see how much of a fool I was being. Was being. Maybe it's the end for me. I know you don't like that. No, you don't like that. Little too late for you to change. Guess it's just too bad. Guess it's just too bad. I know that you thought that I'd fight and just crawl right back. And just crawl right back. I'll be on my way out and never coming back. Not coming back, not coming.
Yeah, singer-songwriter, producer pals Key and Soraya, who are back with another collaboration, this time teaming up with Brunei-based producer and songwriter Richie P. And it's a track about coming to grips with the reality of a toxic relationship. And right before that was something from the new album of Indonesian artist Warren Hugh, In My Bag, featuring Toby Lu. The new album is called Boy of the Year, which dropped via 88 Rising. And with that, I'm down to one last track to play for you. Big thanks once again to the Mass Music Boys for joining me on the show. As usual, you can revisit this episode as well as all our previous shows on our website www.bfm.my/wavelength, or just download our free BFM app on the App Store or Google Play. Gonna leave you with one last one from Guard. What's Good is the latest one from the duo called Wah, right here on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region with me, your host, Ofnir Thing. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week, only here on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.